Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, the phone lines are already lighting up. People don't even want you to be able to talk. They don't even want to hear from you. They just want to, you know, no, I'm just kidding, of course. Yeah, the phone lines are lighting up because folks love jumping in on the most unwoke hour of the week with the Joker from Twitter, Private Joker US on X. John, great to see you. How you been?
Good. I'm still a little shaken from last night. I'm just trying to get over that. It was really just more than I could take. I had it on for about an hour, and I just had to go over to streaming. I couldn't take it anymore.
I was going to say this. Based off the highlights that I've been hearing and, you know, the highlights that I've been watching and seeing on X, if you're somebody who already has the, you have that ringing in your ears, do not watch the Democrat National Convention. If you've already got ringing in your ears, some people call it tinnitus, some people call it tinnitus, whatever you want to call it, that obnoxious ringing in your ears, you will have nothing but ringing in your ears. I don't care who you are, after listening to all the shrieking and the shrilling for the shilling for Kamala Harris. I mean, my goodness, so much shrieking.
Oh, well, I found it just so satisfying as to see Joe Biden as just the most vile, despicable piece of trash that's ever occupied the White House. To see him get tossed out, to see Grandpa's wheelchair get thrown off the cliff there, replaced in a coup, out. That was really, really satisfying. But then last night, to see them put him out on night one with the not ready for primetime players and then actually kick him out of primetime up to like what, midnight?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, they pushed him out of primetime. I saw the Trump War Room had a day one recap from the DNC. And here's the first bullet point here. Crooked Joe Biden was forced to wait until almost midnight to deliver his final address, which was filled with his usual lies, delusions, and malfunctions before Democrats shipped him off into the sunset once and for all. It's like, Joe, they're not clapping for you. They're clapping because you're leaving.
That's right.
They're clapping because they're getting rid of you. They're not clapping for you. They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you. It's kind of sad when you think about it from that standpoint.
Did you see they got a shot of Pelosi when they started up this chant, "We love Joe," and they got the camera on her down there, and she's like, yeah, we love Joe. She does it one time just to do it, but you could tell she's like, yeah, we've had enough of this guy. Yeah, get out, Grandpa.
My favorite Joe Biden malfunction. Let me see. I think I've got it here. Where is it at? That was Joe Biden. I might have to save it for. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's only 3 seconds long. Libs of TikTok shared this one.
Kamala is committed to strengthening illegal immigration.
Yeah, there you go. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration.
Is that what he said? That was English right there? I can't even understand
that. Was that English? That reminds me of a phone call from Larry in Whitehall back in the day. We were talking about Max Baucus becoming the Chinese ambassador, and I was like, well, does he speak Chinese, Larry?
He speaks whiskey.
Oh, hell, he doesn't even speak English, is what Larry told me in Whitehall about Baucus. All right, we got lots of callers on the line. Back right after this. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was in Billings, Montana this past Friday afternoon. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I had the honor of emceeing the rally there that featured the governor, the AG, both of our congressional candidates, and more. We've got photos and more from the rally. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, leading in the polls, issues a debate challenge to Liberal Senator John Tester. That and much more. Download the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, we better do a little Montana-specific angle to the Democrat National Convention. I know we got a bunch of callers on the phone lines we got to get to here as well, but I don't know if you saw this via X. State Senator Mary Ann Dunwell, Democrat State Senator. I think she's out of Helena, if I'm not mistaken. I reached out to her to see if she wants to join us on the show from the DNC. But she was, they were all on the bus. Her, I don't know how many other Montana delegates were on the bus. And they were trying to go to the Democrat National Convention in Chicago yesterday. And they couldn't get through because all of these protesters breached the security perimeter. So here's all these Democrats on the bus, including one of the delegates from Montana. They can't even get into their own convention because their own far left Democrat activists breached the security wall that they built to protect them. And so they couldn't get into their own event. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of ironic, isn't it?
Well, have you seen what's going on out there? They estimated that upwards of 100,000 of these unwashed savages were going to be descending on Chicago. Now, imagine if it's even half that number, if it's even 50,000. And they're showing out there the perimeter that Chicago PD put up. And it is, I mean, a real fences and barricades, and they are out there in force. But still, did you see yesterday, they broke through several, they breached the gate at several points. And the cops immediately jump on these guys and grab them. They grab this one guy, and it's on video. You hear the guy screaming. He says, "You made me shift my pants. You made me shift my pants."
Now, he said Adam Schiff for the record.
I said Schiff.
For the FCC monitors, you made me Adam Schiff my pants. Because we can't say the – I don't think – we can't say the other word, right, Travis? I don't think so. So,
it's hilarious. I mean, dude, if you're getting your butt whooped by the cops, I mean, at least don't be yelling out that you pooped your pants right there in front of 1,000 people on video, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, you know, and it's crazy when you think about it. So here they are. They're throwing things at police. They're fighting with police. They're tearing down security perimeters. And once again, we see Democrats want walls to protect themselves, but they don't want a wall on our southern border. They also are forcing people to show photo ID to enter the DNC.
Isn't that racist, Eric?
It's supposed to be racist.
My goodness.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's get into some phone calls here. Let's see. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. Calling in from Eastern Montana. Great to hear from you.
Good morning, Montana, and good morning, Aaron and John. Thank you to our veterans, and of course, my heart goes out to our fallen heroes and their family. But clutch your pearls, gentlemen, because I am coming in hot. I am not as angry this Tuesday as I was last week, but I'm just as alarmed. As we know, John Tester's skipping out at the DNC of the DNC this week. I want to make chicken noises, but he's a chicken. Hasn't claimed his girl Kamala Harris, even though John was pivotal in Kamala's rise to power. And most importantly, I'm interested in John's response to why isn't the St. Mary siphon fixed when John sits on Senate Appropriations Committee specifically for water, agriculture, and rural development?
Great question.
Not to mention,
he's been there almost 20 years.
So he's ranking member. Not to mention, John sponsored the water compact he touts about. And under his management and watch, he's actually breaking Native American treaties with the natives while sitting on Indian Affairs Senate Committee. So, you know, I also wanted to know why John isn't answering questions from his voters. So naturally, what do? I call John's office. Left a message, haven't gotten a call back. But when I talk about this water stuff in his Senate committees, you know, it seems very complicated, but a Blackfoot woman who is my friend, I talked to her in great length. She reminded me it's this simple. John sits on certain committees in the U.S. Senate. John is using his positions to commit fraud and treason against the people of the United States of America and our sovereign native nation.
Case in point in particular is our wide open southern borders. You know, and when you talk about treaty obligations being violated, you know, one of the treaty obligations that we have is with our, you know, is that we will help defend their borders. So not only is he failing to defend the American border, but he's also failing to defend our reservation borders as well, the Crow Nation, et cetera, by allowing illegal aliens to flood into this country. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Did she just say that Tester is not at the DNC? Is he not there?
No, he didn't want to be there. He's too afraid to be seen on camera, to be asked any questions about his support of Kamala Harris or anything like that. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Oh, my God. He's not even pretending that he's supporting them, trying to sit back and pretend that he's a part. Like, he hasn't voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time
when
in the last
mattered.
3.5 years. Yeah.
Not only that, but National Public Radio, NPR, they reported that he's not doing any interviews here. So he is on this August recess vacation and not doing his job as a United States senator. He's refusing to do any interviews with media, with the press. If he were a Republican, he would be getting hammered by the TV stations and the newspapers in Montana for hiding from them and hiding from the voters. But he's a Democrat, so he gets a pass.
You saw that trend started, obviously, with Joe Biden in 2020 with the basement campaign. Now you've seen it run through 2022, and now that's going to be the norm from here on out. Just get used to it. These Democrats are just going to say, nah, we're not talking to them. And nobody's going to demand that they do. The only people that they will demand of will be Republicans.
Contrast that with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, 56 counties. Sometimes he's doing 5 or 6 events a day, crisscrossing the state of Montana. And John Tester, who cowardly attacks this Navy SEAL veteran, hides out the entire time. And the fake news Montana media is trying to allow him to get away with it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, I got to play the David Noble clip. You know, David, such a great guy. You know, you've joked about this before. When he's on the show, when he's guest hosting the show, he's this buttoned up lawyer, very distinguished, right? Insightful commentary. But on his Twitch TV podcast, he's like a WWE wrestler throwing down, man. His commentary with the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speech last night was hysterical because she had the fake Southern black church preacher voice going. You know, they always pull that hokey nonsense when they pander to voters. And then there's another clip that I got to play, too, and get your reaction on.
Yeah, David is hilarious with that because you're right. His total radio persona is very, very serious and very like newsman kind of persona. But then on Twitch, yeah, he's clowning it up and mocking these people and just slamming them. It's hilarious.
Okay, now I got to play the clip and then I'll get to Francis and Big Fork right after that.
It's than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life.
Oh my God, why is she talking like that?
The truth is dark.
They're showing that nerd again.
And they saw this kid on the screen and he's like, they're showing that nerd again. It's just laughing.
The higher her voice gets, like the more she raises it, the more she becomes like one of your daughter's little pull toy dolls. That squeaky mini mouse voice.
That's where the ringing in the ears comes in. That's what I was mentioning earlier. If you've already got ringing in your ears, you don't want to watch the DNC. All right, Francis and Big Fork, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I tried listening to the thing for about 5 minutes, and that was it. We turned her off. I mean, we turned the whole thing off. Before that, I didn't want to wait to hear her cackle. Anyhow, I was going to say that, you know, in Washington, D.C., there is a big statue in the Capitol of Billy Graham. Had you ever heard anything about it?
You know, I hadn't heard anything about it, but I actually got to see it for the first time. Was he from Kansas or Oklahoma? Yeah, each state gets 2 statues in the Statuary Hall, as they refer to it, and then they're kind of sprawled out. But I did a quick tour of the Capitol when I was back there for that military memorial dedication at the Marine Corps Museum a couple months ago. And, yeah.
Isn't that strange? Nobody mentions it. But anyhow, I thought that was pretty nice. And I guess Johnson was there when they put it up, and Billy Graham's family. And so there is some good things happening. plus all the Democrats, you know, you can't hardly stand to see their signs. But there are a few here. And so I get more signs up for Trump all the time.
All the time. Well, I know a few people picked up some campaign signs at that Jim Jordan rally that took place in Kalispell for sure. All right, Frances, and it was great to see you at that rally as well, Frances. I tried to get her to throw out the first pitch, you know, because we were right there on home plate of that beautiful baseball stadium in Kalispell. And I said, Frances, come on down here, throw out the first pitch. Well, she was ready. She was going to sidearm one right at us. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell next up. Lee, what's going on?
Yes, I heard this morning them talking about there was more crime under Trump than there was under Biden. Now, I disagreed immediately, but then I happened to think he is right. About one state at least. In California, under Trump, crime was crime. And you stole $5, somewhere $5, it was still a crime. Now you can steal something less than $1,000, it's not a crime.
Well, and the Trump campaign had a great response to that, you know, fallacy that Joe Biden talked about last night. Lee, thanks for the call. Yeah, John, I don't know if you saw that or heard that clip from Joe Biden claiming that crime was worse under Trump and crime is getting better now under Biden and Harris. Well, the Trump campaign, you know, demolished that argument using actual statistics and talking about how crime is getting worse in the last 2 years under Biden and Kamala Harris. But Let's go back to 2020. Where was crime deliberately getting worse? Blue cities, blue states that were allowing this criminality to occur. They were allowing these rioters to burn down cities. It was taking place in Democrat-run cities, in Democrat-run states.
Well, see, Aaron, you got to remember the one basic premise that's happened for the last 3.5 years is everything they say is a lie. Okay, and it's the economy, it's on climate change, it's on war, and it's on crime. You know what they're doing now? They've got their blue city mayors and their blue city police chiefs just not reporting the numbers. Because, see, that's all that stuff is reported up to the FBI, and it's voluntary. They're just not reporting it. And then they say, look, the crime stats have gone down. Well, good. Just like they lie every month about those job numbers. Everything they say is a lie.
Yeah, ZeroHedge.com had a breakdown of all the job numbers and how each month has been a lie. And they go back later and correct them, and then the media doesn't report on the corrections that were made with these national job numbers. All right, next up, let's go to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, what's going on?
Good morning. I just want to comment on the lunacy of our state Supreme Court. If I'm wrong about anything, I say, please correct me and let me know. But I can't believe this recent ruling where a minor female can flip her parents off, basically, and without their permission, go have an abortion. And who's going to pay for, let's say there's a $100,000 bill because something goes wrong. Do the parents get stuck with that? And these kids now are under the influence of some crazy ultra-left-wing school teacher or the crazy lady next door. What happens if a child dies? They put the cart before the horse. Now you've got the children running the house. Am I understanding this ruling correctly?
Well, and it's even worse than that, really, based off of, you know, what David Noble and I talked about last week. So the Supreme Court says that minors don't need to have parental permission in order to get an abortion. Ron, thanks for the phone call. But it gets even worse than that. If you read the NBC Montana report, highlighted a specific segment of that decision by Justice Lori McKinnon. And she talks about these kids having not just girls, by the way, but boys as well, having procreative autonomy. Procreative autonomy. So she's obviously opening the door for something even more than even just abortion, as bad as many people think that is. She's opening the door for procreative autonomy. Wait, so they can decide whoever they want to procreate with minor children? John, that's where I was like, what in the world is going on here?
Well, this is the subject that shall not be named, and we shall not speak of this until after November. That's why I didn't really get into it on Twitter or on any of the spaces or anything. But think about it for just a second. A kid under 18 can't vote, right? They can't drive till they're 16. You know, Aaron, from having kids yourself, they don't have medical privacy even in their medical records from you. You can see everything in their medical. They're not covered by HIPAA. But yet these morons at the Montana State Supreme Court says they can get an abortion without consent from their parents.
A major surgical, like even take the word abortion out of it and substitute another major medical procedure in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, what if there's complications? And there can be complications. Even the you know, abortion by mail, the abortion pill can have major complications, severe bleeding and things like that. And so they are preying upon these kids because it feeds their industry. And then that industry is what feeds Democrat campaign coffers. So it's blatantly obvious what they're doing here. Let's see. Next up on the phone lines, the mighty Human Z. What's going on, Z?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen from Great Lakes. You know, I got to tell you something. Brandon had a big fail last night. He could not summon Dark Brandon. You know, what they used to do, and I think they cut back the budget now that he's out. But they used to have this big gauntlet that you run through, like at the NBA, start of the games, you run through it and just stick them full of the needles of the drugs to get it pumped up. And they can't do that no more, and that's why he gave a snooze fest. Really, really sad, you know. I pity the guy. Not really.
So, did you actually stay up and watch the whole thing last night?
No. I can't take that crap.
I was going to say, because, where you're at in Michigan, that's you're another, hour ahead of us? You're on Central Time, right? Yeah. That reminds me of the Breitbart News headline about Biden's speech last night. Old Yeller's last howl. Old Yeller's last howl. Biden rages. Just going out on an angry note, huh?
That's all he's got. And you've seen him over his whole presidency and really over his whole career. That's what everybody has to remember. Joe's anger and being an a-hole is not new. He's been that way his whole life, his whole political career. And now that's the only thing that can get him fired up. And you see that his whole presidency, he'll have these like inappropriate little sections of anger. He just starts screaming out of nowhere. You're like, hey, come on, Gramps, take it easy.
John, you're a lion dog-faced pony soldier. He said that to, what was she, like 19? It's like, Joe, she's a 19-year-old girl or 21-year-old young lady. And he just called her a lion dog-faced pony soldier. Just settle down, man. Good night.
Well, you know, Rebecca, you know, with the Mitt Romney campaign, he said he's going to put y'all back in chains. I mean, the guy's been a nasty a-hole his whole life.
My favorite thing about the DNC, the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, they have gender-neutral Islamic prayer rooms.
Thank God. Oh, thank Allah. Thank Allah.
I would love, somebody needs to have a camera. Like, put a Ring doorbell camera right outside the gender-neutral Islamic prayer room and capture every reaction.
Allah!
Oh, man. On Monday's Montana Talks, we talked about an upcoming VA town hall meeting. Chris Engett with Concerned Veterans for America joined us. Plus, we took your phone calls and featured audio of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in Billings this past Friday. Coming up on Tuesday's show, Concerned Women for America. They're bringing their national bus tour to Bozeman on Tuesday afternoon. We'll talk with Penny Nance, take your phone calls, and much more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right. Hey, for those of you who aren't tracking it, taking place today, there is a recount that either started at 8 or is about to get started at 9. I knew there were a couple of conflicting timelines that were reported out there, but I spoke earlier this morning with State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka and State Senator Teresa Manzella. out of the Bitterroot Valley. They're both in Butte right now as a recount is currently taking place. John, isn't that 2.5 months after the primary election, they're doing a recount in the Democrat Party stronghold of Butte? Could be up to 1,000 votes impacted by this recount. About just under a couple hundred ballots, but about 1,000 votes when you look at district court judge races, commission races, things like that.
What triggered this? What brought this on?
So that's what's fascinating. It was citizen watchdogs. It was a citizens group that's focused on election integrity, a citizen group that State Senator Manzella has been working closely with. And they're the ones who said, how come these numbers don't match here? Why is there such a big difference here? So isn't that they did their own audit. They requested public documents, and then they ran the numbers, and they're like, wait a minute, these things don't square here. So it's yet another reminder of why don't we have more of these routine audits? Why does it take a citizens group to point this type of stuff out, right?
And these people have, you know, permanent jobs at these election offices. They have one job, and that one job is what, once every 2 years? I mean, come on, you can't get this. You don't have a set of SOPs that you have to follow, a checklist that you do every one of these things. Say there's like 10 of them. Y'all can't get that right. If you can't get that right, get out, and we'll hire somebody that can.
Well, and this reminds me, remember they had that special election down. I think was it in Virginia? Remember, Bob Good was up. He wasn't a Trump supporter, so he got knocked out. That congressman, I think it was in Virginia, but it was a special election, and the election day was the day before Juneteenth, the Juneteenth holiday. So they didn't count the votes the next day. They took the day off. They stopped counting the votes. It was too close to call. They stopped counting votes because it was a federal holiday. And I'm like, again, to your point, this is your one job. You can't pull an extended. You can't work on a holiday. Your job is to count votes for an election, and you're taking the freaking day off. It was so pathetic. It's like, no, this is like, and I don't get with these elections offices. Well, we're going to stop counting at 10 p.m. Oh, why can't you just keep working and get the job stinking done, right? I mean, heck, you've been overseas, you've been on missions where, well, you know what, I'm getting kind of tired. I think I'm just going to go home now. No. You stayed there till it was mission complete.
Well, what would happen to you, Aaron, or me, in our jobs, if we had that one critical thing, like every couple of months it's going to come up, you were assigned to, and you had months and even years to prepare for it? What would happen to you if you screw it up at a basic level? You didn't even go through with the basic things that are on your own SOP list. You didn't do, and it caused the whole thing to collapse. What would happen?
Yeah, good question. Good question. Let's see. Let's go back into the phone lines here. Frank in Evergreen, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Aaron. My mind is on that speech last night by the United Auto Workers jerk, how he come off and, he's very well aware that we're going to into this electrical car mandate. But in order to have a product... the electrical cars that are autonomous now, and they have to be serviced only at the dealers, my gosh, it's going to be overwhelming, and it has to be worked on by robots. And, it's just, that's the way it is. There will be less mechanics in that field. And as far as scab workers, oh, yeah, the only mechanics there will be is those making... the non-union companies making batteries.
Yeah, that guy, is Sean Fain, is that the United Auto Workers Union guy? I was listening to a couple of sound bites from his speech. That guy totally sold out his labor union members, totally sold them out just to prop up the Democrat Party. John, I think it's clear. I think the auto worker union members themselves are going to be voting for Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance, people who stand up for auto workers and working men and women in America. The Biden administration threw the auto workers under the bus with their EV mandates. I mean, tens of thousands of union jobs were threatened because of their EV mandates. And yet the auto workers union leader is there, you know, basically pandering to the Democrat Party. He totally sold out his own union members.
And that's the story of unions across the country, be they police, any sector you can name. That's what they do. They no longer represent their members. They sell them out to politicians every single time. But I saw the best comparison of that was on Twitter, where they showed that guy, this beta clown, UAW clown, you know, taking off his shirt to have that, you know, that T-shirt underneath. And then they put right beside him Hulk Hogan at the RNC convention. Remember when he just ripped off his shirt? Trumpomaniacs! And he said, okay, compare the energy between the two, right?
Well, I would say, though, not every union is selling out their members. I mean, the Teamsters Union president was there supporting Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at the Republican National Convention. Here in Montana, we're starting to see the working class unions getting pushed in the right direction, finally, because of their members. So that's why you've got, for example, Jason Small, first ever Native American to be the executive secretary of the Montana AFL-CIO, first ever Republican also, as we understand it. He was a Republican state senator to head up the AFL-CIO. So they're slowly moving their leadership in that direction. But they're getting a lot of pushback from, you know, the government bureaucrat unions led by socialist Amanda Curtis. Here's the soundbite, though, that stood out to me. And thanks to Frank in Evergreen for that call. Here's the soundbite. This was a Sean Fain last night in his remarks at the DNC.
Trump is pushing the divide-and-conquer tactics of the rich. It's the oldest trick in the book. They want to blame the frustrations of working-class people. They want to take those frustrations. They want to blame it on race. They want to blame it on LGBTQ plus people.
Oh, brother. My goodness. Like, this guy, like, why don't you drink some water while you stretch there, Sean Fain? I mean, come on. They want to blame it on LGBTQ plus people. Oh, because we want to protect kids from getting their body parts chopped off. Like, I mean, this guy, like, what a sellout.
Listen to the background. You hear in the background, the entire crowd is talking amongst themselves while he's speaking. Nobody was listening to this clown. Nobody cares what he said.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's like, this is coffee talk. And nobody was paying attention to what was going on the stage. All right, let's see. Travis in Columbia Falls. What's going on?
All right, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
I was wondering a little bit out of the Democratic, witch hunt thing they're having on there. But anyways, you think Elon Musk may be kind of priming himself to make a run at the presidency? I mean, he interviews Trump. Obviously, the Democrats hate him. And, boy, would they be peeing their beds every night if he made a run for the money after, you know, Trump gets out of office again.
So is Elon Musk trying to run for president? I mean, I don't think so, but that's just my knee-jerk reaction. I've never really been in the prediction business. There was something. Elon Musk did have a great tweet, though, that he just sent out about eight hours ago. Kamala, Bidenomics is working. Also, Kamala, we'll fix everything on day one. And Elon Musk said, why not fix it right now? Why not fix it right now? It's a great question that Elon Musk threw out there. And Travis, thanks for the call.
Did you see? Apparently Trump said out on the stump somewhere that he would offer Elon Musk a position in his government if Elon wanted it. And Elon responds on Twitter saying, I would serve. And it shows him he does this Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. DOJ. Right? But see, you know what was scared the hell out of him about Elon is, you know what he did when he got to Twitter? He fired 80% of the employees there. And ooh, can you imagine him coming into government with that notion?
Oh, exactly, because that's what needs to happen. You need to be able to fire these deep state operatives that abuse their positions of power to push their own political agenda, violating their oath to our Constitution in the process. I always, whenever there's a big political debate or a political convention like we're seeing right now, we always talk about what they talked about. I always love it when people say, when people tell you what they didn't talk about or what they didn't say last night. Stephen Miller with a great point. I'll share that next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Conventions are so choreographed that the convention is scripted to the second. That's not the story of this convention. You know, there will be more attention dedicated to smearing and slandering and besmirching and attacking Donald Trump than there's going to be about talking about the mess that they have created. Now, Kamala would like to have you think that she is an outsider because on day one, she's going to fix inflation. Meanwhile, she's been bragging about Bidenomics forever, even recently. We're so proud of Bidenomics. Bidenomics has been a disaster. Their border policy, border czar, has been a disaster for our country and the biggest national security threat in our lifetime.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economists are always studying prices. In so many situations, they behave as we think they should, and the service they perform in getting everything working in the economy is truly remarkable. We study wages, too, which are just prices for our work efforts. But I'm not sure we figured it all out yet. There's something called Baumol's cost disease that illustrates this. It was named after the economist who first observed something peculiar about wages in local labor markets. It seemed to contradict the essential story in economics that wages reflect the value of what you produce. Consider two workers. One works in a factory where technology and machines have made her much more productive. Hence, her wages over the years goes up. A second worker plays violin in a local orchestra. She sits in the same chair, plays the same tunes, and uses the same instrument. Yet her wage goes up too. In an economic sense, her production of music is the same as her forebears. Why does her wage and her employer's cost go up as well? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the
Board, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I wanted to go right to the caller, but Tom in Columbia Falls, stand by. I will get to you, but I better put this out there before I forget. So Stephen Miller, who's a prominent advisor to President Trump, you know, they, you know, helped orchestrate his, you know, border security policy and more. He made a great point last night. He was talking about how, you know, how good the numbers were at our southern border under President Trump, and then now compared to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Nationwide, CBP encounters for this year alone are almost 2.5 million, not including record gotaways with the vast majority being resettled inside the U.S. in your neighborhoods. But then he added this. Some of the names you did not hear at the DNC last night. Jocelyn Nungare, Laken Riley, Rachel Morin. Yeah, none of their names were mentioned last night, of course. Great point there by Stephen Miller. That ties in with something John wants to talk about here. John, hold that thought for just a second. Let's go to Tom in Columbia Falls. Tom, thanks for the call.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Hey, I was on the way home last night listening to the great one, Mark Levin, and he said that Planned Parenthood was giving away free chemical abortions and vasectomies at the DNC, just blocks away. Now, I want to say that I'm all in favor of the DNC following the Almond Joy Mounds. Sometimes you want to keep your nuts, sometimes you don't. That's fine. And, you know, the British at one time thought, you know, we can breathe Scotland out. I'm fine with the Democrats sterilizing themselves, and I encourage anybody that's going to the DNC, take advantage of this free service, please. Do us all a favor. Thanks.
Well, I shared the thanks for the call. I shared this tweet by Carlos Magnus a couple of days ago. DNC attendees will have opportunities for free vasectomies and abortions. Carlos Magnus says, what's the message here to Democrats? You won't be safe, and you should take yourself out of the gene pool. That's the message. All right, John. Stephen Miller was talking about, you know, the victims of these illegal alien crimes, young women that were tragically raped and murdered by illegal aliens. Tell us about the story you got there before we run out of time.
Yeah, that is happening every day in every state of the union, an illegal alien crime wave just all over the country. And what Stephen Miller pointed out was that on Kamala's DNC platform, they pledged to pass the what's called the U.S. Citizenship Act. And it is the most radical amnesty bill ever written. Amnesty for human traffickers, gang members, no welfare restrictions for illegals, and they will also go and pick up everybody that every administration has ever deported and bring them back in. These people are effing insane.
Well, and I know this was another point that you wanted to make. Fox News Radio had a big report on this last week. They are fast-tracking citizenship. They want to plow all these people into our country and then fast-track citizenship for these illegal aliens so that they can then turn them into voters much faster.
They're doing that right now. They want them all. They are running that citizenship office like a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas. Because they want them all to vote here in November. Yep.
All right. And John Tester has been with them every single step of the way. Another point about liberal Senator John Tester, this phony who is hiding out, who is cowardly, not doing any interviews, even from the media is. They go the easiest on John Tester. If anybody should not be afraid of media interviews, it's John Tester. But yet even he is afraid to do media interviews right now. But as Matt in Kalispell pointed out, he's going to go to his Pearl Jam concert in Missoula. Remember the dead Trump Pearl Jam poster promoting the John Tester fundraiser concert in Missoula? Publicly, John Tester says, oh, yeah, I disavow any reference to violence. But John Tester wrote in his own book how he secretly loved the dead Trump poster.
Of course.
The guy's a fraud. The guy's a phony. He says one thing in public, something else in private.